This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The pitch on the way. Leahy gets a ground ball to Contreras right next to the bag. He steps on first. That's a Redbird winner. Line it up, downtown St. Louis. Set off the fireworks as the Cardinals have taken 2 out of 3 from the Phillies.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Cardinals won 2 of 3 from the Phillies for the first time in 8 years. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they were able to do that, and they did it. So now they will continue their homestand. They've got the Houston Astros tonight. So, baseball, baby. And one of our guys is going to go to it and potentially cause them to lose.
Matt, we've got an issue.
Yeah, Matt Pauly is joining us on the show. Matt is the host of Sports Open Line, the Redbird Rush Hour, which is on at 5 o'clock, and Cardinals pre- and post-game. Matt, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm very curious what this issue is.
Yeah, Pajeski's going to go to the game tonight. He went to Battle Hawks and City yesterday.
And?
They both lost.
They both lost. Yeah.
So he's going to go to the Cardinals game tonight.
And the Blues game on Tuesday night.
Oh, no.
I
can't
know.
Mess around with that one.
I know, like, Matt. That's what I said.
Yeah. They need that win. I mean, Calgary is kind of messing around here. No, that's not allowed.
I know. And Pajeski here is like, wouldn't that be funny if every team loses? And like, Matt, the Blues, it could come down to the final game of the season for these guys. And you're making a joke? You want a bit? Mm. You're doing this as a bit?
I love bits. Bits are funny.
This isn't funny.
No.
I'm going. You can't stop me.
I want to talk about baseball here, but let's just briefly get that part out of the way that the Blues here have.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we talk about this early last week. They are in the playoffs. That's happening. Come on. It's not even close, right? And, things have changed a little bit.
Yeah. This happens in sports when you go on these long winning streaks, you lose for that first time and the air comes out of it and it takes a little while for you to lock back in. And I was a little bit worried about that happening with the Blues. I didn't think it was going to happen. I'm not trying to go back in history and tell you that I said this was going to happen. All I did was kind of present it as a possibility that indeed that does tend to happen in sports. And man, that point that they didn't get against Edmonton is just staring them right in the face right now, where they gave up the late goal, and Edmonton won that game, because now If Calgary keeps winning, they could be in a little bit of trouble if they don't take care of business against Utah on Tuesday.
I know. I'm a little surprised, Matt. You know they have to come back down to earth. Sure, nobody's going to keep on winning indefinitely. But I felt like it would be more of the you lose a game, you win a couple, you lose a game. I didn't see the Blues giving up points, such critical points. It feels a little frivolous right now, especially with the Calgary Flames. They defeated the San Jose Sharks 5-2 yesterday, and now it's a race. Now you don't know.
You don't. I mean, you just got to take care of business against Utah. At least you've got that going for you. So, but you know, they got a point against Seattle. That point is an important point. I'm not trying to. You wish you wouldn't have lost that game in a shootout, but literally, this is the time where every single point. That's why I brought up the point against Edmonton, because every single point matters right now.
Blues are up 2 points on Calgary. They have one game left to go here. Calgary has 2 games left to go. So that is the precarious situation they are in. They will play tomorrow. And we hope they get it done. So let's talk baseball now, because the Cardinals, after, you know, having a rough series against the Angels and Boston and Pittsburgh, you know, you've got this series against a very good Phillies team, and they take 2 of 3, Matt.
Yeah, a legit World Series contender in Philadelphia, and they looked good. They pitched. The pitching was great. You know, 2 shutout wins against Philadelphia. That's a tough lineup to do that against. And I know they didn't win the Saturday game, but man, that was a step forward for Miles Michaelis. That was good to see him. He got squeezed a little bit on a couple runs scoring that helped lead to a couple runs scoring first. Now, to be fair, he also gave up a lot of hard contact in that first inning as well. So there's a call that's not made, but there's also him getting hit hard. But then after that, he locked in and he only gives up 1 more run over his next 4 innings of work. So that's an important step forward for Michaelis. You feel more comfortable with what he's going to do over taking his next start. But the 2-0 win on Friday, the 7-0 win yesterday, the pitching that they got from the respective starters in that game yesterday, just seeing what Liberatore was able to do, giving 6 scoreless. The Friday night game where Andre Pallante looked really good through 7. I mean, that's a positive development all the way around. I think, you know, one of the things that kind of struck me about this season so far for the Cardinals is, like, there's a personality to every single series. Like the Minnesota series is like, okay, maybe this team's going to be kind of good. The Angels series, you sort of lament the missed opportunities. Boston's like, oh, my goodness, that wasn't good. Pittsburgh, kind of the same thing, but then you come back with Philadelphia. So, you know, now the job is to follow that up with another good series against Houston. Make this a good homestand. Go take 2 out of 3 from Houston and win 4 out of 6 on this homestand. Get back to 500 or above. So, you know, one series doesn't make a season, doesn't make a week, doesn't make a month, but it was good for them to win that series against Philadelphia.
And you mentioned Liberatore, who pitched yesterday in that 7-0 shutout. And in his 3 starts, I mean, the results have been, you know, for the most part, you put them all together and they've been pretty good. And since they gave him, I would say, the longer leash, they just said, hey, just pitch, don't worry about it. You know, you're not going to be sent down or moved back to the bullpen anytime soon. I think he's, you know, this is good progress for him.
Really good progress. And sometimes you got to look past the numbers a little bit too, because with him, he's had essentially 1 bad inning in his first 2 starts that really ended up biting him. And you know, he did not have that inning yesterday, so that's another step forward, which is really good to see. But you know, that was his 3rd start. If you would have gotten rid of his 1 bad inning in each of his first 2 starts, he would have given up, I think, 2 runs through his first 2 starts. So he's been pretty good. He's been pitching deep into games. He's gone at least 6 every single one of his games this year. You know, I got a little bit of grief from some of our listeners on his 2nd game, because I made the argument that I thought he had pitched well, and in that game he gave up 5 runs and 6 1/3 innings. And a lot of people said, what do you mean he pitched well? He gave up 5 runs. Well, he gave up 3 runs in 1 inning. He gave up 1 run other than that, and he gave up an inherited run that scored after he ended up leaving the game. So if you show me a day where a guy only has 1 bad inning with a crooked number and the rest of the day is pretty good, I think for the most part you've done your job and you've kept the team in the game. So I really like what we've seen so far from Liberatore.
Matt, we were talking earlier in the show about Wilson Contreras and his comments about Cardinals fans and saying, hey, we play for you, we need you in the stadium, and wanted to get your thoughts on that, because as Ranj pointed out, pretty unusual to have a Cardinals player ask where the fans are or have to beseech the fans to show up.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I understand why fans have not showed up. Like, I understand the frustration with this team not being a playoff team in a couple years, and the sense that the team could have done more and they've kind of let things go. Like, I understand that. I'm not trying to be dismissive of fans whatsoever. At the same time, it feels like there's just like this ball of momentum that's rolling down a hill with some things that are just not totally true that are create, like, when I see people say the DeWitts should sell the team, that the DeWitts are some of the worst owners in sports, I want to shake these people and like open up their eyes to what else is going on in the world of sports. Are the DeWitts perfect owners? No, I'm not saying that, because the DeWitts spent more money than they've spent. Yeah, like every owner in sports can probably spend more money than what they're spending. But you look at the history of what this team has accomplished under the DeWitts ownership, it's been really, really good, and it compares very favorably. Almost every team in sports goes through these cyclical moments where you kind of take a downturn. And a large percentage of Cardinal fans have kind of hijacked this sort of natural down period that's happening with this team and has turned it into fire the DeWitts, fire Mo, fire anybody you can fire and make this thing different. Or people are trying to say the team's going to move to Nashville, that they're trying to lose on purpose so they can lose to Nashville, move to Nashville. I hear this all the time. And it's just these crazy things that are not true. And I think it's partially led to this overwhelming feeling that is of just kind of discontent that's resulting in not as many people going to games. And again, fans have rights to not go to games, and fans have the right to show that they're unhappy with the organization and all those things. I'm not trying to say they don't, but some of the things that I see, I just think are completely wrong and false. And I don't know if Wilson Contreras was right saying what he was saying. Look, at the end of the day, if this team starts winning more games and if they're competitive, they're fun, it's just going to naturally result in more people showing up to the ballpark, and then we're not having these conversations, which honestly, I don't really enjoy these conversations. Like, I just want to talk about baseball. I don't want to talk about this stuff, but unfortunately, it's in front of us right now. So fans have the right to not show up. Fans have the right to be unhappy with the organization. Fans have the right to recognize the fact, and I'm not trying to run away from the fact that the Cardinals let this thing go, and they got passed up by other organizations. They made some bad choices. Like, all those things are true, and that's helped to result in where the team is at right now. But who would you rather be? Would you rather be the St. Louis Cardinals or the Pittsburgh Pirates? Would you rather be the St. Louis Cardinals or Cincinnati Reds? Like, there's a lot of really bad owners in baseball, and the DeWitts are not that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I totally understand fans not wanting to buy tickets if they don't feel like it. It's a commitment, and for some people, it is a huge financial commitment to, you know, to go to the ballpark. And if you don't feel like the ownership is putting everything they can into it, and there's a difference between doing like what the Pirates and the Reds do, is it's almost like they say to the fan bases, just be happy with anything you get. Because we're not going to spend any money at all. We're not going to do it. I mean, we might draft okay. We're not going to spend any money whatsoever. And being a team that does spend money, but you sort of wish as a fan they would invest just a little bit more, then maybe sometimes that little bit more could be the difference for them. So
yeah, that's true. That's not anti what I just said. I think what you just said, Ronj, is correct. And I'm very hopeful that with the changes that are being made, again, spearheaded by the DeWitts, with the recommitment to player development, and you know, the thing that I think people don't realize sometimes is if this team starts developing players again that can impact the team at a pretty high level, then if most of your roster is constructed by those types of players, then the money that they spend can get something more. You know, take last offseason. They're stuck in this position where they were desperate for starting pitching, so they go get Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. I'm not trying to, like, dismiss those guys, but those are not, like, superstar, top-of-the-rotation type of starters, and you paid, what, $22 million or so for those two guys. Well, if you are developing the guys who are going to be your 3, 4, and 5 starters, and then all of a sudden you got $22 million in your back pocket that you can spend on one player instead of two players, well, at that point, you're going to go get a big-time impact player. And that's what the team is trying to get back to, because they have been patching holes and putting Band-Aids on the Major League roster for way too long.
Matt Pauly will have the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock. Then it is the pregame show at 5:50. The ball game is 6:45, Cardinals and Astros. Matthew, we appreciate it as always.
Christopher, thank you so much. Amy, thank you as well.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.